Today isn't Easter.
Yeah.
It's Resurrection Day.
Yeah, right.
Today is the day we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Yeah.
All around the world, people will meet in churches looking for their leader whom they have buried somewhere. But I don't need to look for my leader.
Right.
He's right here with us.
Amen.
And He'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
He's here and He's with us. So I'm excited about Resurrection morning. Amen. Happy Resurrection Day to you. I'd rather say that than Happy Easter. Take your Bible if you would please, and let's look in Luke chapter number 24. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 24 this morning. In Luke chapter 24, we're going to start reading with verse number 5. When you found your place, if you'll stand. Luke chapter 24, verse number 5 is where we'll start reading. Luke chapter 24, verse number 5. If you haven't found your place, just open your Bible anywhere. It's all good. Amen?
Yeah.
And we're all going to read the Word of God together. Luke chapter number 24, we'll begin with verse number 5. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead?
Amen.
He is not here, but is risen.
Right.
Remember how He spake unto you when He was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered unto the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day raise again. And they remembered His words. I want to speak to you quickly this morning on this. Three thoughts on the resurrection. Three thoughts on the resurrection. Let's pray. Father, thank You so much for what You've given to us today as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Savior, from the dead. He went to the cross, and there He became our sin. Every sin that we've ever have committed or will commit was laid on Him that day. And now, He was buried and rose again from the dead and broke the bonds of sin and death.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have victory in Jesus.
Right.
Now, Lord, as we meet this morning, I ask that You allow us to hear what You have for us from heaven. Flow from heaven to our people. Use me as a conduit to reach the hearts and the lives of Your people. But Father, help us to hear. Holy Spirit, guide and direct as we have our service this morning. Be it the music that's coming, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. The resurrection is a picture of hope for every believer.
Amen.
For those of our loved ones who in Christ who've gone before us, death is not the end.
Right.
You know what death is? It's really the beginning.
Right.
This is kindergarten out here that we live today. Death is graduation day. We go from living on this earth full of sin and degradation and temptation and heartache and heartbreak and problems and situations that we have no control over from the devil and all of his mess trying to get us to think that Bud's the best thing that could ever happen to you.
Yeah.
If this Bud's for you, because it's not, amen.
Right.
And that's the best for those who have nothing in Jesus Christ, but we go from having all that to walking into the presence of God Himself, our Heavenly Father, in heaven.
Amen.
Because of this one thing.
Yes.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ. Why seek ye the living amongst the dead? For He is not here.
Amen.
He is risen. Mm-hmm. And because Jesus Christ is risen, I get to have a graduation one day,
right,
where I'll leave this old earth and go straight to heaven to be with my God. Not because I'm good. Not because I'm kind. Not because I'm a preacher. Not because I'm intelligent. Not because I'm tall, because I'm not. Not because I'm short, because I am. Not because I'm narrow, because I'm getting thicker as the days, as years go by. All because of one reason.
Right.
Jesus.
Right.
His death, His burial, and His resurrection. It's our hope for every believer. There are many in the world today that don't believe in the resurrection.
Right.
They say, it's hard to believe something so ridiculously and so impossible that so impossible could ever happen. That a man could raise from the dead. Because He is a man. But He is also God.
Right.
Others say we just can't put our faith into something that we cannot see. Those who do not believe the truth of the Word of God are left to simply question events that otherwise seem impossible. But ladies and gentlemen, with God, nothing is impossible.
Right.
As a Christian, we draw our hope and joy from these events, especially the ones that we read about this morning in our verse. Jesus died for the sins of the world, raised 3 days later, and is alive today. Amen. He's not dead. He is risen. Notice then, Christ's resurrection shows us three wonderful things. Number one, His resurrection shows His promise to be with us.
Right.
It shows a promise to be with us. Something that's dead leaves. But something that rises again is still here. Jesus is still here with me and you today. Through His Word, God has promised to be with His people. Over and over again, the Heavenly Father promises to be with Israel. And then God promises to give us something that will be with us forever. And He has. And because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have some wonderful things. And the one thing is that He is with us today. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 says this. Wherefore He saith, when He ascended up on high, He led captivity captives and gave gifts unto man. Can I tell you the greatest gift He gave to you and me? The Holy Spirit, who indwells us, lives in us. No matter where I go, if I go to the store, He's with me. If I go to the gas station, He's with me. If I lay down in my bed, He's with me. If I'm sleeping and dreaming, He's with me. There's nowhere I can go that the Holy Spirit is not.
Right.
He's always with me. Why? Because God said He's always going to be with His people.
Amen.
He gave us a promise, and that promise cannot be fulfilled till the resurrection of Jesus Christ transpired. And now Jesus, today we celebrate His resurrection, and the Holy Spirit lives in me, and He lives in you.
Right.
And goes everywhere we go. That's a wonderful hope. Acts chapter 2 and verse 33, wherefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, He has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. So now I have something. It's a promise. It's from my Father. He's given us His Spirit to be in us and with us. And in John chapter 16, verse number 7, it says this, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. So I have something. You have something.
Right.
I never have to be away from it. Mm-hmm. Never have to be away from Him.
Right.
Tomorrow morning, early in the morning, I'll get up and my wife will get up and we're going to get in a car and I'm going to drive to the Dallas airport. She's going to get out of the car. She's going to go into the terminals there. She's going to get her ticket cleared and she's going to fly to Kentucky to be with my daughter as they get prepared to move here to Texas. And my wife, whom I love, will be gone for a little while. I enjoy my wife. I like being with her. She's really my best friend. I don't know anybody else that would put up with me like she puts up with me. Or really wants to be around me, and I have to pay her for that.
Yeah.
It's called a life sentence. But she likes being around me. I like being around her. And I'm going to miss her while she's gone. Because she'll be gone. But Jesus is never gone.
Right.
The Holy Spirit lives with me all the time.
Yeah.
All because of this day of resurrection celebration, because I have a promise, and His resurrection reminds me of that promise. John 14:26 says this, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So I not only have the Holy Spirit that lives in me, but He's teaching me.
Amen.
He's guiding me. He's helping me. He's there with me day in and day out. When I don't know what to do, He knows what to do. When I don't know what to say, He knows what to say. And sometimes I don't know what to think. You ever been there? Boy, I don't know what to think of that.
Yeah.
He knows what to think.
Yeah.
There is nothing that He does not have, and there's no situation He has not faced that He cannot help me and help you with. And that's a promise from heaven. And the resurrection reminds me of that promise that I have in Jesus Christ.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Number two, His resurrection proves His claim of deity.
Yeah.
It proves it. It proves it. During many days leading up to his death, burial, and resurrection, many questioned whether he was God or not. They questioned his role as the Son of God. Many scoffed at his claim for deity.
Right.
But as it says in John chapter 1 and verse 14, and the Word was made flesh,
right,
and dwelt among us. And we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full, I like this, full of grace and truth. And you know something? I'm glad he's full of it because I needed it. Amen? And you needed it. I needed some grace. Amen? Something that I could not give to myself. Something that's undeserved. Something given me as a free gift. Grace and truth. Buddy, I know a whole lot of lies out there. And the world sure perpetuates a lot of lies out there. But can I tell you what Jesus does? He gives grace to those who need it. Praise the Lord. And truth. I need truth. Truth is something that I can hang on to. Truth is something I can hang my hat on. It's better than taking money to the bank. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes when I take money to the bank, it feels like it just disappears. The Bible says, money makes wings and flieth away. And by the way, it does do that. Every time you think you got, I got an extra $100. Where did it go? Woohoo, we got a couple thousand in the bank. We going good. And all of a sudden it's gone. Why? Because it made its wings and flyeth away. $10 here, $50 there, $75 there. And before you know it, what we thought we had, we no longer have. But in Jesus Christ, what I thought I had, I still have. Why? Because He is God. He's not just a God-man. He is God and He is man. And the fact that the Father raised Him up from the dead, but He didn't die again. He ascended into heaven and He's coming back. And I believe it's closer than what anybody would really believe. I think in this lifetime of mine that I'm in, I think before I go to glory, and sometimes I think it could be quick, but before I go to glory, I believe Jesus will be back here. And if it's not before I go to heaven myself, it will be shortly after. I believe we live in a time, in a world, in which has been prepared for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He came to earth. He lived a sinless life. He died on the cross to pay for our sins. He rose from the grave and He lives to overcome the power of death and sin. In Romans chapter 8 and verse number 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death. I've conquered sin, not in myself, but in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, once you get saved, you're never going to sin again. I'm sorry, that's a fallacy made up by folks who want you to buy their religious cloth to wipe themselves off with. It has nothing to do with truth. Once you're saved, you're still going to sin. Ladies and gentlemen, but the truth is that I have an advocate in Christ Jesus. He's already paid my sin debt. He's already washed my sins away. I have no more sin before God. All my sins of the past are gone. All my sins of the present are gone, and all my sins in the future are already gone. Yes, my sins are gone. Now I'm free, and my heart's a song, buried in the deepest sea. That's good enough for me. Praise God. My sins are G-O-N-E gone. That's a little children's song. But can I tell you what? It preaches and speaks a great truth. My sins are gone. As far as the east is from the west, my sins and your sins are gone in Jesus Christ. And the resurrection reminds me of that. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 53 through 57 says this. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. So then this corruptible shall put on incorruption, this mortal shall put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. The victory is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's the victory. Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thank thanks be to God. Woohoo! Which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's what the resurrection is about. It's not about the Easter bunny. It's not about Easter egg hunting. It's not about getting candy. Although I like all that. It's not about having bacon in the breakfast. I'll tell you what it's about. It's about Jesus Christ and giving me the victory over sin and death. And you have it too.
Right. Amen.
Hosea chapter 13 verse 14 says this. I will ransom them for the power of the grave. And I will redeem them from death. Oh, death! I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. He hath stayed that death. He hath stayed the wages of sin.
Right.
And he's given us the victory through his resurrection. His resurrection proves that he is the Son of God who has the power to remove the results of sin. In death. The third thing the resurrection reminds me of this morning is Christ's resurrection affirms his promise to return for us.
Amen.
He is coming back.
Yes, he is.
He's coming back. Many times during his earthly ministry, Jesus taught of his return for his children, but how can he return if he's dead? The Lord's resurrection affirms that in a promise. In John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, in my Father's house are many mansions.
Right.
If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again.
Right.
And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Right.
Man, that's a promise.
Yes,
that is not my promise.
Right.
That is not a church's promise.
Right.
That is not a religion's promise.
Right.
That is not a Baptist promise.
Right.
That is not a Catholic promise. That is not a Methodist promise. That is not an Episcopalian promise. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a promise from God Himself. He said, I'm coming back.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. My Savior is not dead. He is raised up from the dead. And He is coming again. Woo! Man, that's something to be excited about. That's better than Dallas winning the Super Bowl. Amen.
Amen.
That's better than riding the best roller coaster in the whole world. Ladies and gentlemen, heaven's mine. Heaven's yours. And we're not stuck here.
Amen.
I feel so heartbroken for those who lost their loved ones and they think all there is to this world is living here and then death.
Yeah.
But may I say, ladies and gentlemen, I have a hope.
Yeah.
My hope is in Jesus Christ. There's something greater than just this life here.
Right.
There's eternity in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. And He's not going to leave us helpless. He's coming back.
Right.
And when He comes back, He's going to set everything straight.
Yeah, it sure is.
And this is so cool. Are you ready? For 1,000 years.
Yeah.
1,000 years. He will rule and reign.
Right.
Now I believe at first He's going to have to be with that rod of iron and get everything in order.
Yeah.
But can I tell you really how He rules? Same way He rules with you and me. In love.
Yeah.
Yes.
Compassion. Tenderness. Mercy.
Yeah.
You know what it's not going to be able to be on every day, 24 hours a day? 7 days a week once Jesus comes back? The news.
Amen.
You know why? There's not going to be anything bad to report.
Right. Yeah.
The news thrives on the bad.
Right.
It doesn't know what to do with the good.
Yeah.
Surely doesn't report it.
Right.
Try to make that which is good bad so they can report it.
Right.
They're not going to have a job. Because there's going to be love and compassion and understanding and mercy and grace. And everything that you and I have ever imagined as being wonderful will be on this earth for a 1,000 years. He's coming back. His resurrection promised it. He indeed is God and He'll always be with us, but He is coming again to walk on this earth. So today, we rejoice.
Right.
We rejoice in the knowledge that today is a fact that we celebrate the fact that He rose from the dead.
Yeah.
He was dead. He did get crucified. He did not swoon.
Right.
Didn't play dead.
Yeah.
They buried Him.
Yeah.
It was finished for sin.
Yeah.
But it was just the beginning. for us.
Right. Amen.
For when he arose from the dead, he was God. He washed my sins away. He gave me hope. And I have a promise.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming back for me.
Amen.
Father, thank you for the simple things that we've learned this morning. Thank you for the simple truth.